edible weeds. Rhoda was an enthusiast. Sometimes she was accused of not being able to stick to something, but it was nothing like that at all. She would do something for a year and then move on to another interest. All her interests had something to do with food. 2 years ago, she was into making pickles and chutneys. She had cupboards full of every combination, fig and leek chutney, for example, and apple, rosemary, and mango. Last year, she was into breads. She made every type of bread under the sun. And this year, she had been given a book for Christmas, she was into edible weeds. Until her Christmas gift, Edible Weeds of the World, Rhoda had no idea that so many of the plants grown wild were able to be eaten. First she tried wild onion. It grew everywhere. It seemed to be a cross between onion and garlic, and the leaves, flowers, and bulbs could all be devoured. Why would anyone ever need to buy onions and garlic and chives after this discovery was anyone's guess? Wild onions were as common as anything. And then there were gorse flowers and wild nasturtiums, and the roots and uncurled fronds of specific ferns, and fennel and mint and thistle heads, and quickly Rhoda's edible weed menu grew and developed into a huge and burgeoning thing of wonder. She foraged and found and used all sorts of weeds she hadn't even known existed. It was such a shame when she poisoned her whole family.